Welcome to the Claudio Relsano Show on ClaudioRelsano.com, brought to you by Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center. Claudio will be speaking to sports legends from the 70s, 80s, and 90s about their careers, business, and what they're doing now. He will also hold roundtable discussions with some old friends about trending topics in the world of sports. And now, here's Claudio.
Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for tuning into the Claudio Relsano Show, brought to you by Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center. As always, I want to thank Rick Mitchell for the intros and outros and my wonderful producer, Mr. Adam Zaloof. Also want to thank our other sponsors, Dom's Pizzeria and Sports Bar at 502 Cabot Avenue in Trafford, Pennsylvania. And we're going to have some news about Dom coming up soon. He doesn't even know it yet. But also criminal defense attorney Eric Jackson Laurie, with offices located in downtown Pittsburgh and Fox Chapel. Please call Eric at 412-963-9308. Today's guest, you're going to know why I wanted him on the show. I was fortunate enough to be on his show as well, which we're going to talk about his show. But he is a speaker. He's an author. He's a podcast host. He's a business coach. He's an entrepreneur. Does that sound familiar? Mr. Jason Duncan. Jason, thank you so much for being on our show.
Man, I am glad to be here, man. This is good. I'm glad to do this. Thank you.
Well, thank you for having me on your show, and I appreciate you taking time to be on our show. And as I tell my audience knows, I speak, I'm an author, I coach, I podcast host, so we're very similar. That's what attracted me to you to begin with. So I respect you for all the things that you do. Now, let's start off. Who was the 17-year-old Jason Duncan? Where were you at? What were some of your goals and dreams? Tell us about the 17-year-old Jason Duncan.
Well, 17-year-old Jason Duncan was not the real Jason Duncan, because my brand now today is the real Jason Duncan. So that guy didn't exist at 17 years old. 17, I was a senior in high school. And luckily, at that time, I was dating, who is now my wife. We will be celebrating 29 years of marriage this year. So nice. We met early in life, and I'm very, very happy and blessed about that. But what I wanted to do in life, I was working part-time jobs as a kid, doing whatever kids do at that time. I think I was working at a skate center for a while and worked at some other places and got a job waiting tables. But what I wanted to do is I wanted to design cars for a living. I had always been into drawing. I'm a pretty good artist. Always have had that knack. And I wanted to design cars for a living. And so at 17, I got accepted to art colleges into their industrial design program. And that's what I thought I was going to be for the rest of my life. I thought I was going to go work for GM or Ford or Chrysler or maybe some, you know, one of the German manufacturers and be a car designer. That's what I wanted to do, but never went to art school, and that never transpired. So things changed.
Why did they change?
Well, so part of my story is that I've always been a follower of Jesus. My whole life, I grew up, you know, being part of church and youth group. And so every summer I would go to church camps, just part of what I did. And I would also be a counselor at summer camp every year. Well, there was one, the summer between my senior, between my junior and senior year, so around the 17-year-old mark, I was at summer camp that year, and we were doing what counselors do after we put all the kids to bed. You know, we're all sitting out by the campfire, laying around, joking, laughing, having a good time. And I remember having this overwhelming sense of, like, fulfillment. I don't know how to explain it, but I had this overwhelming sense of like what I'm doing right now is what I want to do for the rest of my life. I'm having fun. I'm making a difference in these kids' lives. It's a positive thing. And I got to contemplating as deeply as a 17-year-old kid could what my life would be like if I ended up going to art college. And what would that, if I designed cars, would I get this experience? And you know, I decided that that was not the thing I was supposed to be doing. So I made a decision to go to a different school. And I ended up going to a local private university here in the Nashville area called Lipscomb University and got a degree in youth ministry and went into ministry. So that's what I did for 13 years. So I did never, didn't follow my passion of being a car designer and went into ministry. And of course, that led me down a road that ended up where I am today.
How far was the gap from the Jason Duncan who wanted to design cars to you going into a ministry? Was it a period where this isn't going to work? You were lost, or did it just transition over to the new dream and goal?
Well, I transitioned very quickly. You know, when I knew coming out of that summer, I knew that I wasn't going to go to art school. And I got accepted at the university and ended up getting a scholarship to go, to go to that school and got my degree. I didn't end up getting my degree from the original school. I did years later. I went back and got a master's in education at that college, but at Lipscomb University here in Nashville. But the gap, there was no gap. I mean, it was a decision that was made in a moment, and I stuck to it.
Now, I told you whenever I announced what I was going to do when I was 8 years old, wonderful, wonderful parents who were very supportive, some friends later on, especially very supportive, but I had a lot of family members that weren't supportive at all. Did you have anything negative thrown your way once you announced what you were going to do with your life?
No, not at all. Not that I can remember. If it did happen, I don't remember it. I just put it out of my head, but no, it was very supportive.
Good. Now, we did talk about a coach that that wasn't great with you. You and I have that in common. I was much older when that happened to me. But tell us a little bit about that, your age, and the positive, even though it was a negative thing, tell us about the positive effect someone who was negative to you did for you.
So I loved playing baseball. And as a kid, I started playing when I was, I think, five, playing, peewee baseball, and went all the way up to my freshman year of high school. So as a kid, I wanted to be a professional baseball player. I remember writing that down somewhere because somebody told me I was supposed to write down my goals. And it was in my sock drawer, underwear drawer for years. I will play, I'll play for the Nashville Sounds, which was our minor league team here in Nashville. And that's what I wanted to do. Well, I played first base and outfield, and I really wanted to do that through high school. My freshman year of high school, I get on the team, and our coach was in my perception of him was that he was an absolute jerk. He made fun of not just me, but he made fun of a lot of the players. He was just the kind of adult, the kind of teacher who just evidently had no power as a kid, no power as a teenager, and decided to use all his power, late in life as a teacher when he had sway over kids. And so he was not very pleasant to be around. And that experience combined with the fact that I got hit several times with really hard grounders in the face on first base, lefties. And those two things just kind of made me say, I'm done. So I quit baseball. I played soccer and tennis through the rest of my high school years.
How did that affect you later on, both professionally and personally, the negativity that you received from that guy?
Well, I don't think it really, there was a conscious effect at all, except to the extent that I know, and you kind of helped me see this. We on our show, my show, when you were talking about this, this kind of came out is that there is a positive effect from a bad influence. And so although I didn't think about it consciously, I knew I would never be like that to kids. I would never. And I ultimately went back and got a master's in education and taught school and became a coach myself. I coached soccer, and I knew I would never be like Coach Bennett. I would never be that guy. And I wasn't, and I'm not to this day. So to whatever degree that helps, his negative influence or negative behavior made me a better teacher and coach.
Sure. Now, as I said on the show I did with you, I've had many, many mentors, people that I looked up to, starting with my parents. But because I'm in the sports world, many, many former athletes, and I study them, one of those guys every single day, their business acumen, the mistakes they made, the corrections they made, their successes, so on and so forth. Were there mentors in your life, both that you knew and maybe some that you studied from afar?
You know, this is an interesting, this is always an interesting question for me, because I don't look back in my life, especially as a teenager, even an adult, and see very clearly this person as a mentor, that person as a mentor. That doesn't mean that I didn't have positive influences in my life, and it doesn't mean that some people were great mentors, but I didn't look at them as a mentor, if that makes sense. So I know, I remember the conversation you and I had, and you have a great relationship with your parents. I too had great relationship with my parents, but in a completely different context than you did. So my parents didn't have that mentorship where dad would sit me down and say, okay, this is what you need to do. You need to consider this. No, that never happened. So I didn't have that in my parents. I didn't have an elder or someone else that was older than me to kind of take me under their wing. I've always been more of kind of an independent guy. When I was in ministry, one of my first real jobs in ministry, the preacher at the church where I was working, I was a youth minister. He was a good mentor of mine for a while. And he was somebody that I could go talk to, but he didn't really give me direction. It was just somebody that I could bounce stuff off of, someone I could go, you know, commiserate with when I needed to do that. And sure, as I grew in business, you know, later as I became a teacher and then got into business, my mentors now are more, are virtual. You know, it's the people that I listen to on YouTube, the people I listen to in podcasts, the people I read in books. That right. Those now are becoming my virtual mentors, and I have dozens of those people.
And I'm, as I told you, some I know, some I don't, but I study them every day. Who are some of those?
So Napoleon Hill is one of my biggest virtual mentors. I'm a fan of all of his writings and his teachings of him. He's got, you know, dozens and dozens and dozens of hours of old film on YouTube that I've listened to every minute of. They're really, really good. So I'm a big fan of his, but not just him. So he's of course more well known with Think and Grow Rich, one of the best selling personal development books of all time. But there's another lady named Florence Scovel Shinn that most people have never heard of, but she was a contemporary of Napoleon Hill. I don't know if they ever knew one another, but she lived at the same time and was a very popular speaker and writer on metaphysical concepts, just like Napoleon Hill was. And she only wrote, I think, 5 books. I've read all 5 of her books, and very, very, very good stuff. I love that stuff. Dr. Maxwell Maltz, another great book, Psycho-Cybernetics, that he wrote in the 50s. Fantastic book. I have a collector's deluxe edition leather bound book right here. I'm looking at it on my bookshelf right now. Wow. Right next to Think and Grow Rich. Like these books and these authors to me have helped unlock how things really work in this world more than any other, human writers. Now, as a follower of Jesus, that I would be remiss if I didn't point out the fact that I am a disciple of Jesus, and all the writings of scriptures I pay very much attention to and try to live my life according to that. And so that's something that's also guiding me on a day in, day out basis.
I like the word unlock. I've never really thought of it like that, but I like that. But when we come back, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to talk about the real Jason Duncan, what that means, because I share a story about that as well. But we're going to hear from our wonderful sponsors, Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, Dom's Pizzeria and Sports Bar, criminal defense attorney Eric Jackson Lurie. Don't forget about my book, Lead from the Heart Up, Not the Neck Up, How to Create a Positive Winning Culture on the Field and in the Office. You can get that at the Barnes & Noble here in Robinson Township. I believe there's 1 or 2 left. You can also get it on my website and Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com. And also, don't forget about the Boxing Authorities, Boxing's Best TV Show with Luther Dupree Jr., Smokin' Jim Frazier, and myself. You can check us out now on KeepBoxingFree.com, as well as WBC.VIVETV.network. And our radio show / podcast, Italian Impact Weekly with Steve Mancini. Best place to check that is ItalianImpactWeekly.com and CRSMmedia.com. And also on my show, the show that you're listening to now, don't forget about the archives where you can listen to such great guests as Rocky Blyer, Jim Rooker, Sid Bream, Dick Vermeil, Ken Griffey Sr., Robin Cole, Mario Andretti, and many, many others. And back to the Italian show, Mario Andretti, Vince Ferragamo, Vince Papale, Chris Corciani, many great guests and successful businessmen and women in the Italian community. So tune into that show. We'll be right back with the real Jason Duncan.
It's wintertime, and we are here to help you get through it. Hi, this is Dr. Roscoe. If you are suffering with headaches, sinus, nasal congestion, runny nose, and irritation from the dry air, post-nasal drip, coughing, dry throat, come see us at the Roscoe Allergy Center. We will correctly diagnose your issues to get you relief, to get you feeling better.
Call us today, the Roscoe Allergy Center in DuBois, 814-375-0455. That's 814-375-0455. Model and solutions, that's the cow you've been looking for.
The law offices of Eric Jackson Lurie are available when you need it for all of your defense needs. Maybe it's a DUI, or maybe you found yourself in the wrong place at the wrong time. Whatever the scenario, the law offices of Eric Jackson Lurie are available 7 days a week. With a practice based throughout western Pennsylvania, the law offices of Eric Jackson Lurie are conveniently located in downtown Pittsburgh and Fox Chapel. When you or a loved one needs discreet, experienced legal representation, call Eric Jackson Lurie at 412-963-9308. That's 412-963-9308.
We want to welcome our newest sponsor, Dom's Pizzeria and Sports Bar, 502 Cavett Avenue in Trafford, Pennsylvania. Call 412-372-3667. Don Pecora, great guy, great food. Make sure you tell him we sent you.
Are you tired of paying too much for health insurance? With those enormous premiums, you lose yardage, then get sacked with all the upfront costs. What are you paying for? Lou and his team at My Policy Quote are your number one draft pick. They have access to all the top carriers, and as a brokerage, they have full market visibility with the tools and experience. Let Lou help you and your family find truly affordable, quality insurance and quarterback your power play to get you out of the penalty box. Call Lou and his team at 412-609-9963. Okay, Jason, you've used the term or the title and or the name, the real Jason Duncan. For me, when I was growing up, everybody called me Claude, right? C-L-A-U-D. I know people that I've known since I was a little kid and they call me Claude. But Claude Relsano is a lot different than Claudio Relsano in the sense of, and I don't mean this in a bad way by no means, but Claudio's a lot different. He's a lot tougher. Maybe not as nice as Claude is. And that's due to the old saying, I'm a part of all that I've met. Sometimes Claudio has a guard up. I'll put it to you that way. Whereas Claude is just was a nice kid. And I guess Claude is still in there somewhere, but it has to, you know, somebody has to bring him out. Tell me what the real Jason Duncan means.
Well, the story behind it is that when I got on Instagram the first time, you have to pick your handle, like what's your name on Instagram going to be. Well, Jason Duncan had already been taken, and I didn't want any numbers or underscores or dots or anything like that. So I thought, well, what do I do here? So I'd seen and met people that used real or the real or official or the official as kind of an addendum to their name. And I thought, okay, well, I'll just be the real Jason Duncan. At that point, it had nothing to do with personal branding. It wasn't a moniker that I was trying to give myself. It was just, that was the only name I could find that I could use on Instagram. Well, a couple of years, I don't know, 3 or 4 years after that, I had a personal branding coach reach out to me through LinkedIn and say, hey, I would like to give you a free personal branding consultation if you're interested. And I'm sure, you know, whatever. So I get on the call with this lady, and she had done her homework. She looked up my Instagram. She looked up, at the time, I think I had been on Facebook. I'm not anymore, but she looked me up on Facebook and on YouTube and everywhere else. And she said, your personal brand is the real Jason Duncan. You should embrace that. And I said, okay, that's my Instagram handle. What do you mean? She goes, no. Personal branding is something that people can feel and understand and know what it means. And everything you post is very authentic. You are real. You show up who you are everywhere you go. So you should just be the real Jason Duncan. And so that's how it started. So I took her word, you know, at her word. By the way, she never followed up, never called me back, never did anything. And I didn't even pay for the consultation because she offered it for free. So I don't even know who this lady is. But she sparked a whole new personal brand out of this one conversation. And so I bought therealjasonduncan.com. And then all my other social media handles ended up kind of morphing over to The Real Jason Duncan. So if you want to look me up anywhere, YouTube, LinkedIn, Instagram, just look for The Real Jason Duncan.
See, my transition then was much different. You had a personal branding coach change yours. Mine was dealing with idiots. That kind of changed my tune a little bit. So, but again, for those who know me, even like, you know, our wonderful producer, Adam, who I consider a dear friend, he doesn't know me from years ago, and he obviously calls me Claudio, but that Claude still works with Adam, if you know what I mean. But yeah, that's how the transformation from Claude to Claudio happened. But now tell us about your business, the beginning of the show, speaker, author, podcast host, business coach, entrepreneur. If you don't mind, tell us a little bit of each thing that you do.
Well, so I was an unemployed school teacher back in 2010 when I started my first, what turned out to be my first big company. And I ran that company as CEO for about a decade. At the end of that first 10 years of running that company, I had built a multimillion-dollar company, and other people started talking to me and asking questions. Well, how did you do that? How did you become so successful? And so I started coaching other people just because they were asking for help. And I was a former pastor, former school teacher, now a very successful entrepreneur. So it just made sense. Okay, I'll help you. I'll kind of coach you through this. Well, I enjoyed that so much. I said, you know what? I think I'd rather do this than run my business, run my lighting company. So I figured out a way to get out of the day-to-day operations of my company. I did something I now call Exit Without Exiting. It's actually the title of my first and best-selling book, Exit Without Exiting, How to Exit Your Business Without Selling It and Begin Living the Exit Lifestyle Much Sooner Than You Ever Thought Possible. And so I transitioned into full-time just being a coach. And so I started a mastermind called the Exeter Club. And I work with male entrepreneurs that usually, you know, typically they're doing between 3 and 15 million in revenue annually. And I'm helping them build their businesses around their life rather than their life around their businesses. It completely changes everything. So that's what I do professionally. And I've got a pretty good pedigree of experience with my years in ministry, years in school teaching. It really helped, and years of as a successful entrepreneur, it really helps me help my clients. And then I started a podcast as a natural extension of that, because I'd always wanted to do a podcast. I just didn't really have an excuse or reason to do one. But I was like, hey, well, I'm a coach now. I'm a public figure. I'm speaking on stages. Maybe I should have a podcast. So I started The Root of All Success back in recorded the first episode in late 2020, released the first episode in 21. And now I'm about 225 episodes in. And I release a couple episodes a week. I'm working on another book right now, and I'm speaking on stages, and I'm really enjoying that part. But I will tell you this, Claudio, is I've really missed the day-to-day operations of running a business. Not that I want to have a job or I'm going to be there 40, 50 hours a week running anything, because that's not what I do. But so I'm in acquisition mode right now. I'm actually looking. I talked to my attorney today about the business I'm interested in purchasing, acquiring. Because I want to get in the mix again. I miss it a little bit. So I'm going to continue to coach. I have no intention of getting out of that, but I am really missing that, mixing it up day to day with employees and customers and working on systems and processes. So who knows? We'll see what happens next.
Now, you've done so many things and you do so many things. I have a feeling that you, like with me, I'm happy with what I've done, but I always feel like I can do more. Number one, do you feel that way?
Yeah, I think, yes, the simple answer to that is yes, I could do more, and I want to do more. I mean, I'm 49 years old, so I've got, 50 is right around the corner. And so what's going to be these next 50 years for me? What's going to be that next half of life for me? And I've decided that I'm going to do things that I enjoy. And my ambitions have been tempered significantly. As a matter of fact, there was a book written by, oh man, I'm losing who it is. I'll have to look it up and give it to you later. But it was, I think, 12 rules for life or something like that. And one of those is temper your ambitions. And when I first read that, I thought, well, that doesn't make any sense. We're supposed to be ambitious. We're, you know, especially as men, you know, as entrepreneurs, we're supposed to be ambitious. And his point was, look, your ambitions can lead you to places you never really wanted to go because you ignore the things and the places that you already have. And I thought, wow, that's pretty deep. So I started looking around for the last, you know, decade. I've been ambitious. I want to create a multimillion-dollar business. I want to be a millionaire. I want to, you know, I want to have a best-selling book. I want to do these things. And I've achieved a lot of that, but I also realized, well, what did I miss in the meantime? You know, my kids are 23 and 21 years old. I have great relationships with my kids, but is there something I missed there? So now these next 50 years, you know, whatever God allows me to have, I'm going to do stuff I enjoy. I'm going to keep coaching. I'm going to keep running a mastermind. I'm going to keep speaking. I'm going to keep writing books. I want to buy a business that I enjoy, that I like doing, but I'm also doing things like I'm starting a video blog on motorcycling this year because I love motorcycles. So I'm not planning on making any money from it, but I want to do it because I really want to do something I enjoy. So for me, it's tempering the ambitions back a little bit. I'm not interested in being a billionaire, but as long as I can have time with my wife, my loved ones, get on a motorcycle and ride, smoke some cigars, hang out with friends, like that's all I want to do, man. And I think I can make a big difference in this world just doing that.
I'm a big believer that people say you have to sacrifice something, give up one thing to attain another. And I've always said, I want to have my cake and eat it too. What's the sense of having cake if you can't eat it? I've never missed one of my daughter's events in color guard or when she played sports, never missed a dance, nothing. But yet I'm able to coach college baseball, work in professional baseball, do shows, own landscape business, so on and so forth. So I think time management has been one of my better qualities, attributes. But I like you kind of touched on, what's the sense of me doing something but not spending time with my wife and daughter? So I never really liked that. This one guy who is a well-known former major league manager, he said, you know, you're rich. I didn't know my kids till they were in their late 20s. I mean, he was divorced a couple times. He's a super guy. But nonetheless, I didn't want that. Not that I would have been divorced if I would have done more with, you know, with anything that I've done. But I enjoy spending time with my family, and I enjoy doing the other things that I do. So I kind of get what you're saying. But let me ask you this. What advice do you have for somebody? And sometimes it's me. I want to do more. I want to Greg Norman, who's somebody I look up to, he used to say that I want to prepare for my life when I'm no longer number one golfer in the world. And he certainly did that. He didn't wait till he was slipping or falling off that perch. He was preparing for his career, his post-golf career, while he was number one golfer in the world. I'm trying to prepare for my life after baseball, when baseball doesn't want me, or if I don't want it in some capacity. But it's a little frustrating sometimes. I'm doing everything that I'm doing. It's doing well. But what do you tell somebody who maybe is a little frustrated that they're not where they want to be just yet?
Well, I think that just goes back to when you find the thing, whatever that thing is, that you're gifted at, that you should be doing to bless this world, to make this world a better place, and you can do it and enjoy life at the same time, that's it. What else do you want to do? I read The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. I think many people have read that book. Millions of people read that book. But I read it in 2020 for the first time. One of the things he talked about is coming up with a personal mission statement. He said, we always have these business mission statements, and that's fine. He said, but what about a personal mission statement? And his instructions in that book about writing a personal mission statement were, he said, start with your gifts. What are you good at? What are the unique things that God has gifted you with that maybe is good at, as better than most of the people that you know? And certainly it's something you can do and people recognize that you're good at it. And so what I discovered through that process and looking like, what's my unique thing? It's that I've been gifted with the ability to teach and lead. So it's teaching and leadership. Those are the two things that I feel like that I have uniquely been gifted at. Okay, so if that is what I'm good at, then how do I exercise that? Well, I want to exercise that to the benefit of other people, which means I can do that running a store. I could do that being a coach. I could do that in a classroom as a teacher. I could do it as a pastor. I could do it as a guy owning a landscaping company like you, right? It doesn't matter. I can exercise teaching and leadership in any of those places as long as I know that's what I'm supposed to be doing. There's not this one thing that I have to do. I just have to exercise my gifts in service of other people. And as long as I can do that and enjoy this life that God's given me, I think that's great. Because if you look at how we were created, I mean, when God created the heavens and earth, he put Adam and Eve in a garden that was absolutely beautiful, and they didn't have to work anything. If they wanted something to eat, they just reached over and grabbed it and ate. Like, it was no work at all. It was exactly heaven on earth is what they was. That's what God created us to enjoy. He wants us to enjoy life. So if we're working all the time trying to strive for something off in the distance, we've been missing what's right here in front of us. So I would say my advice is exercise your gifts in the service of others and enjoy this life that God's given you. If you do that, you're never going to be wanting something else.
Very nice. Like that. We have a few more questions before we finish up, but I want to go back to our sponsors and give them a little shout out. Again, Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, Dom's Pizzeria and Sports Bar at 502 Cabot Avenue, Trafford, Pennsylvania. Call Dom at 412-372-3667. Criminal defense attorney Eric Jackson, Lawyer with offices located in downtown Pittsburgh and Fox Chapel. Call Eric at 412-963-9308. Don't forget about my book, Lead from the Heart Up, Not the Neck Up, How to Create a Positive Winning Culture on the Field and in the Office. You can get that. Get it on my website. That's the easiest. And the Boxing Authorities with Luther Dupree Jr. and Smokey Jim Frazier. Check us out on the news station, keepboxingfree.com. Steve Mancini and I do a great show, Italian Impact Weekly. Listen to that show on www.italianimpactweekly.com and or crsmmedia.com. And on May 18th, let me find it, May 18th, my good friend Maria Metters, she is hosting Let's Partee for KC Golf Event hosted by Kennedy Catholic Family of Schools. That would be May 18th at Tam O'Shanter Golf Course. Please contact Maria at 330-559-8891. I did a speaking engagement for them a while back, a few months ago. Unbelievable school, unbelievable people. And they want to build that school and do even better. So this golf event is something that's going to take them to the next level. It's only $125 per player. Again, so contact Maria at 330-559-8891, May 18th. I will definitely be there for sure. And so come on back with Jason Duncan.
It's wintertime, and we are here to help you get through it. Hi, this is Dr. Roscoe. If you are suffering with headaches, sinus, nasal congestion, runny nose, and irritation from the dry air, post-nasal drip, coughing, dry throat, come see us at the Roscoe Allergy Center. We will correctly diagnose your issues to get you relief, to get you feeling better.
Call us today, the Roscoe Allergy Center in Dubois, 814-375-0455. That's 814-375-0455. Modern solutions with the care you've been looking for.
The law offices of Eric Jackson Lurie are available when you need him for all of your defense needs. Maybe it's a DUI, or maybe you found yourself in the wrong place at the wrong time. Whatever the scenario, the law offices of Eric Jackson Lurie are available 7 days a week. With a practice based throughout western Pennsylvania, the law offices of Eric Jackson Lurie are conveniently located in downtown Pittsburgh and Fox Chapel. When you or a loved one needs discreet, experienced legal representation, call Eric Jackson Lurie at 412-963-9308. That's 412-963-9308.
We want to welcome our newest sponsor, Dom's Pizzeria and Sports Bar, 502 Cavett Avenue in Trafford, Pennsylvania. Call 412-372-3667. Don Pecora, great guy, great food. Make sure you tell him we sent you.
Are you tired of paying too much for health insurance? With those enormous premiums, you lose yardage, then get sacked with all the upfront costs. What are you paying for? Lou and his team at My Policy Quote are your number one draft pick. They have access to all the top carriers, and as a brokerage, they have full market visibility with the tools and experience. Let Lou help you and your family find truly affordable, quality insurance and quarterback your power play to get you out of the penalty box. Call Lou and his team at 412-609-9963. Okay, Jason, final couple questions for you. Something that you wanted to work out but didn't, how did you deal with that? And something that you wanted to work out that didn't work out and you're glad it didn't work out.
All right. Well, let's go with the first one. Something I wanted to work out and didn't work out and I regretted. Well, this is a story I haven't really gone public with, so this is probably one of the first times I talk about this. But the business I started in 2010 that I exited without exiting and wrote a book about my experience, crumbled and fell and went out of business at the end of 2023. It was due mostly to the people that I trusted to run it in my absence, and I wasn't paying attention, so I can't blame it totally on them. It goes back to me ultimately. But I had some people betray me, had some people do some things that they shouldn't have done, and that terribly, terribly crumbled. And I'm still reeling from that, but it's taught me a lot. And I'm working on another book that kind of reveals the lessons learned through that process. So that didn't work out the way I wanted. I'm not going to tell you today that I'm glad it happened, because I'm certainly not. I might tell you that 5 years from now, but right now I'm telling you, I hated it. It sucked. The whole thing sucked, but I'm learning and I'm building a better coaching business on the back of this. I'm going to be a better entrepreneur, a better leader, a better teacher because of the experience that I went through. So there's something that didn't work out that I hated. I guess there are a lot of things in life that I look back on and say, man, I'm really glad that didn't work. I'm really glad I didn't do that. And there's so many times that we've looked at business opportunities, my wife and me, we've looked at things that places we wanted to move or really wanted to move. And then it crumbled and fell apart. Oh, that didn't work. But now we look back and go, man, we dodged a bullet. Like, I'm glad we didn't move there. I'm glad we didn't do this. And I think there's probably way more of those than there are of the other. I think most of the time we can look back and go, you know, with proper perspective, we can look back and say, you know what? We were really praying for X. We really wanted X to happen. And then when it didn't happen, it crushed us. But a few moments of perspective, a few weeks, few months, few years of perspective, and you look back and go, you know what? I'm a better person because it didn't happen.
Right. Okay, great answers. Now, how can people get in touch with you? How can they listen and watch your shows?
Well, you can find me anywhere online. You just Google The Real Jason Duncan and you're going to find me. I'm on Instagram and YouTube and LinkedIn at The Real Jason Duncan. I post lots of content there. And my podcast is called The Root of All Success. So you can look that up on any of the podcast players, The Root of All Success. And I've got 220-something episodes of people just like Claudio on the show talking about their journey to success and what the word success actually means to them.
And, you know, back to your content. I mean, I love doing your show, but I really enjoy reading your content because it is my title of my book. My mom used to say, never speak from the neck up, speak from the heart up. And you give some very personal stories and how you dealt with things. And they're honest. They're just not fake. If that, you know, to cut through everything, you just put it out there and you share your experiences. And I know that you're having impact on people. And I certainly appreciate all the content that you put out there. And we wish you all the success, continued success. And hopefully my listeners are new followers of yours. And I appreciate you having me on your show. And I certainly appreciate you being on our show.
Well, it's been an honor, Claudio. You are a great host. You ask great questions, and I really appreciate this opportunity.
Well, thank you, and I'm sure we'll do it again. Okay, brother, thank you again. Okay, everyone, I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. As always, I want to thank Rick Mitchell for the intros and outros, my fantastic producer, Mr. Adam Zaloof, wonderful young man who I could not do the show without Adam, wouldn't want to do the show without Adam, and our great sponsors, Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, Don's Pizzeria and Sports Bar. Again, very soon, maybe in our next episode, we'll have a little announcement about Dom, a very nice announcement that he doesn't even know about it yet. And criminal defense attorney Eric Jackson Lorry, thank you for our wonderful sponsors. Thank you for all the listeners. And as always, thank you, Mom and Pop. Talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to The Claudio Relsano Show, brought to you by Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center. Be sure to tune in next time on ClaudioRelsano.com.
It's wintertime, and we are here to help you get through it. Hi, this is Dr. Roscoe. If you are suffering with headaches, sinus, nasal congestion, runny nose, and irritation from the dry air, post-nasal drip, coughing, dry throat, come see us at the Roscoe Allergy Center. We will correctly diagnose your issues to get you relief, to get you feeling better.
Call us today, the Roscoe Allergy Center in Dubois, 814-375-0455. That's 814-375-0455. Model and solutions with the cow you've been looking for.
The law offices of Eric Jackson Lorry are available when you need him for all of your defense needs. Maybe it's a DUI, or maybe you found yourself in the wrong place at the wrong time. Whatever the scenario, the law offices of Eric Jackson Lorry are available 7 days a week. With a practice based throughout western Pennsylvania, the law offices of Eric Jackson Lorry are conveniently located in downtown Pittsburgh and Fox Chapel. When you or a loved one needs discreet, experienced legal representation, call Eric Jackson Lorry at 412-963-9308. That's 412-963-9308.
We want to welcome our newest sponsor, Dom's Pizzeria and Sports Bar, 502 Cavett Avenue in Trafford, Pennsylvania. Call 412-372-3667. Dom Pecora, great guy, great food. Make sure you tell him we sent you.
Are you tired of paying too much for health insurance? With those enormous premiums, you lose yardage, then get sacked with all the upfront costs. What are you paying for? Lou and his team at My Policy Quote are your number one draft pick. They have access to all the top carriers, and as a brokerage, they have full market visibility with the tools and experience. Let Lou help you and your family find truly affordable, quality insurance and quarterback your power play to get you out of the penalty box. Call Lou and his team at 412-609-9963.